This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Brendan Watkins, Chief Analytics Officer of Stanford Children's Health. Brendan, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Great to join you, Laura. I'm excited.
Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about in terms of technology and how to support the pediatric patient population, but before we dive into that discussion, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I'm, as you mentioned, the Chief Analytics Officer here at Stanford Children's Health. I've been here for 4.5 years in this role. As you said, it's a pediatric organization. We take care of sick kids and moms. And I've been in healthcare for the past 20 years. I spent the first part of my career in New York, working with NYU Langone Medical Center. And then about 6 years ago, I came out here to join the Stanford family. So enjoying life out here in the West Coast.
Got it. Yeah, it was fantastic. I can imagine the weather is a bit nicer out there.
It certainly is. Yeah, it definitely around this time of year as well. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, let's dive right in. What are some of the biggest issues that you're focused on today to support the pediatric patient population and in population health, as well as access to care?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we're primarily a pediatric and maternal hospital. So, you know, in terms of population management, we, you know, kids generally are pretty sick, pretty healthy, you know, cohort in you know, across the strata. So thankfully, you know, we, you know, don't, you know, take care of like a typical organizations in an accountable care organization where they're adopting preventive measures, et cetera, to kind of make sure that their patients stay healthy. You know, we've got a little bit of a different challenge where the kids who come to see us tend to be sick and, you know, we need to take care of them. But of course, you know, in my role as Chief Analytics Officer, trying to, like, what I usually say the primary mission is to really understand what's going on, like help with insights to provide our clinical clinicians and leaders here with just an understanding of context. And so understanding the context of our patient population, you know, the social conditions, like the social determinants of health, et cetera, that, you know, can really impact our patient's health is something that's really, really important to us. And as you mentioned, access to care, like, I think that's one of the key things as well. We've spent a lot of time doing analytics to really understand how are our patients accessing our system? You know, are they, are there long delays because, you know, access to care is, you know, care prevented, I guess, or care not, you know, that can be a major problem as well. If sick kids or moms can't actually get into to see physicians, that's a big problem in itself. So scrutinizing like where we have problems and, you know, as a system, really trying to tackle that to make sure that we, you know, see the kids who need us, who need to actually be seen the most, is one of the, you know, is something that's driven by analytics here.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. And when you're looking at, you know, kind of triaging or prioritizing those who are in most urgent need, what's your role in obviously getting that information and data processed, but then also messaging it out to the rest of the organization so everybody's on the front page or the same page, excuse me?
Yeah, so that's the thing with, like, in my role as Chief Analytics Officer, I think, as I mentioned, like, really honing in and trying to find the areas where we need to understand the most. Like, so we, you know, in terms of access to care, that's something that's, like, really top priority here at Stanford Children's. And we work with another group who's the, you know, primary function is to manage patient access. So we tend to partner in that regard and then make sure that we've got the right structure in place to make sure that's permeated and those priorities really, you know, permeate through the organization and everyone's focused on it, you know, from all our specialties, like so the leaders of the specialty care areas, you know, have the level of understanding so that actually gets the individual physicians and the individual physicians can see like what they're you know, what's going on in terms of like how many patients are waiting to be seen, like what's the wait times, you know, what types of patients are we actually seeing, et cetera. You know, who's, you know, are we spending more time doing follow-ups for you know, otherwise somewhat healthier kids, or are we seeing the sickest patients, like you know, in a more urgent context that we could be doing?
Got it, got it. That's really interesting to think about. And, you know, go along those lines, how can you use those data analytics and make them a tool to set organizational priorities and better serve patients?
Yeah, so that's I think that's the primary function of my job, is to make sure that, you know, the analytics that we create are really aligned to the organizational priorities. Like, you know, there's I think of analytics as I mentioned, like really helping to understand context to a great degree. And like with understanding, like for any particular area, like say for instance, clinical outcomes, you can always understand things more. You can always go deeper and deeper. So, like making sure that we've got, you know, whatever our organizational priorities are, that we have a broader understanding of all of the different functions. And then if there's areas where we need to delve deeper, then we really enhance that. You know, one of the things that came up and well, it has been there for years now, but really came into focus in 2020 was, you know, health equity. Are we, you know, like leaving any particular group of patients behind? You know, like for instance, when we you know, had obviously the COVID crisis and then the COVID vaccinations, were we giving the vaccinations, or we were distributing them to the right folks, the folks who need it the most, or were there challenges there? So that became an organizational priority, and analytics pivoted to make sure that we were, you know, we were spending our energy to more deeply understand that particular problem.
Got it. That's a really great point. And I'm interested too, especially as you mentioned, thinking about everything that's happened in the past 18 months or so since COVID-19 hit. How have your teams changed, and what do you think will be kind of necessary as you're looking ahead to the future, you know, to make sure that you're able to serve the organization and continue to provide that kind of focused support for your vision?
Yeah, so great question. Things did change in March 2020, or maybe even like February 2020. You know, immediately, you know, the world sort of and healthcare was turned on its head. You know, we had to cancel surgeries in many cases. You know, the surgeries that, you know, many of our kids were really, you know, waiting on, that could be, you know, highly impactful to their health. We needed to understand immediately what the most immediate impact was to them, and make sure that we were able to you know, once shelter in place was sort of lifted, we were able to, you know, we were able to start taking care of we could get the surgeries kind of back in. You know, we were prioritizing in the right way. So that was an immediate shift. We needed to kind of like have good data management, good analytics, and provide that understanding to our folks. And the same thing with you know, I mentioned the COVID vaccine rollout, you know, just the impact of the organization as a whole, really everything changed. So you needed to have be agile and have like really good structures for data management, to be able to provide leadership with an understanding that they hadn't had before, because, you know, the entire business had changed. So, you know, being pivoting those analytics and saying like, okay, this is what's happening. This is what our patient experience is in our hospital once patients were allowed back in. This is the experience that's going on with our clinics, where providers are meeting patients, you know, prior to coming in for any kind of hospital stay. And yeah, what's the impact of COVID patients coming to our organization? So all that really, you know, analytics needed to be very agile and in line with what the organization as a whole was concerned about.
That's a really great point, and so interesting to think about how much that COVID-19 and the pandemic has really caused a shift. And like you said, being able to be nimble and agile and respond to what's going on, but then also thinking ahead. I can imagine that's a lot to take on in short notice. So I'm wondering now, what are you most excited about, and what makes you nervous?
Yeah, so well, I'm excited, generally. As you can probably tell from my voice, I love the role of leading analytics in an organization because it is just so impactful. I spent some time, just my previous meeting was with some finance folks who are trying to understand the impact of a financial stewardship here in the organization, and are we sustainable for the future? Are we as an organization performing at a really good degree across all aspects? I mentioned patient experience, I mentioned obviously clinical outcomes and like the volumes of patients coming through and the financial impact and operations, like how patients flow through the system. All of this can continually be improved. I look at I'm a sports fan. I watch soccer in Europe more so, but sports science is really getting more and more sophisticated. Like the when or teams over there like start to look at like elite athletes or the teams themselves, how they perform. They're always trying to improve on their analytics. And the same thing within healthcare, as an industry as a whole, but also within the organization, we can always understand more and have the organization really perform to a higher degree. Now, it's very rewarding in my particular world because we do this specifically to help our kids and families that we take care of here. So, there's going to be more and more of that, and having better experiences, having better clinical outcomes for our patients is very exciting. Also, like I think, the field of analytics in healthcare is growing too, and becoming more sophisticated. And with more data collection, particularly at the down at the patient level, where patients have more control over their own data, and like remote monitoring devices and other things, that's a new frontier for us as well. Like we're starting to do a little bit with our endocrinology, wonderful folks at endocrinology around diabetes management and looking at that data. And, I think there's a lot of exciting things to come in terms of, helping individual patients with their data, sort of centrally managed. I think the biggest challenge that was part of your question is the thing that probably makes me most nervous is the intersection between data security and analytics. Now, thankfully, here I think we're very strong in our data security as well, and we have a great alignment there. But that's there are bad guys out there who want to take the data, so we have to make sure that we're not only providing the right insights and doing those exciting things, but also very disciplined with our data management and taking the job of stewards of this data very, very seriously. So I think that's there's more to come in that regard. I think that's going to be the future, like where those two things are very much aligned.
Got it. I think that makes a ton of sense. And obviously, the security aspect of it can hit any organization, any industry, anywhere, which is always nerve-wracking. But also, when you think about healthcare, obviously, in the data for especially pediatric patients, do you get the sense that they're excited about having more information? Or, especially with some of the new rules coming down in terms of being able to be transparent with that and giving them more information, how do you just see that playing out for your organization in being able to provide that information not only for healthcare providers, but also for patients and their families?
Yeah, well, I think generally speaking, I mean, people in the population want more control of information. I think that's generally a trend. Now, in pediatrics, it's a bit more complicated because obviously, there's we have parents and guardians who need to take care of the information for their kids. I mean, obviously, to a certain and that's the case for obviously young kids, but adolescents and teens. There's a complicating factor there as well because they should have more control of their own information, and so that's an interesting dynamic that we need to sort of think through as pediatric organizations in healthcare. But as I said, like more and more people having more control over their information, I think is generally a good thing. Like I'm a sports not just a fan, but also a sports participant. I run and I play soccer and tennis, and I track my own data. I want to understand my own, the things that make up my own health, and the same that that could be extended to other things that the healthcare organization can take care of as well. It's not just like steps and miles run or how fast you're going, but also like how how your glucose is how other kind of health conditions that you're helping to manage, like having that information be in the hands of patients is something that I think is more of a trend for the future.
Absolutely. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a really fantastic discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Yeah, wonderful to talk to you, Laura. Thank you.